Hi, thank you for tuning into this podcast. So this is the next episode in a series of conversations with our media partners. At Knipe, we work closely with around 200 media partners, which puts us in a unique position to help our clients understand these media destinations better and to identify which ones are more suited to their distribution strategy. In this episode, we're talking to Track Insight, a free, independent, and proudly transparent platform dedicated to verified data and analysis for over 6,000 ETFs globally. So with me today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Simon Moss. Simon is the CMO at Track Insight. He's an ETF veteran, having spent nearly 20 years in the industry working at index giants FTSE Russell, London Stock Exchange, and most recently, HAN ETF, Europe's first and only white-labeled ETF platform. In his career, he has launched thousands of indexes and ETFs and contributed to over $600 billion in ETF growth. Hi, Simon. Thank you for joining us today.
James, nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Simon, maybe start with telling us a bit more about Track Insight and your role there.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Track Insight is a provider of ETF data at its core. We cover the world's rapidly expanding exchange-traded funds market. And just to show you how fast this is moving, James, I think in your introduction you said 6,000 ETFs. We're actually covering 7,000 ETFs worldwide now, which gives you a sense of just how quickly this market is moving. So Track Insight provides data really for the investor community, professional investors, and also personal investors who want to use ETFs in their portfolios or as part of their asset allocation. And we provide them with the information and also tools that they can use to quickly identify which products are available in their jurisdiction, in their markets, and then to kind of compare and screen those products and find the one that's the best fit for them. So my role here is CMO. I joined in September last year, and it's an exciting time to be in this business. As I said, the growth has been really phenomenal, probably the fastest growing piece of the investment and financial services industry. And as we see greater retail and personal investor participation in the ETF market, Track Insight is now pivoting to do a little bit more to serve those particular investors as well. So part of my role is getting the company battle ready to go in and start marketing, kind of communicating to that portion of the market.
Okay, awesome. And I guess so with that, you're kind of talking about the recently launched ETF hub with the FT, right?
Well, the ETF hub with the Financial Times is one of the more exciting things that we've been involved in the last couple of months. So this is a joint venture we have. The Financial Times launched a dedicated section called ETF Hub, and Track Insight was very very proud to be able to kind of provide not only all the data but also kind of unique screening tools for the readers of the Financial Times. And we're certainly seeing that, James, more and more as media companies, asset managers and platforms of various descriptions kind of see the scale of the ETF market growth. They want to do things to kind of attract people who are looking at that market, and obviously good quality data and kind of timely information is a big portion of that.
Okay, great. And I guess you've had kind of experience of that with your kind of rest of your client base, because so what value and benefits do you actually bring to your clients? Because here we've been talking kind of about ETFs, but what kind of other services do you do, and what kind of value does that translate to for your clients?
Yeah, so I think we can distinguish kind of two things here, James, which is between the kind of Track Insight kind of users and the Track Insight clients. So the value to the users of the website or the tools is fairly straightforward, because with 7,000 plus products now listed around the world, you know, there's a kind of paradox of choice, really. The more products you have on the shelf, the harder it becomes to actually choose the right one to put in your basket. So the value we bring is really all of the world's ETF information in one place. It can be difficult to find, and if you're maybe looking at a, for example, a brokerage prep platform, they may not have complete coverage. And so we offer those kind of tools and that information to the users so they can get a kind of more informed and better decision around the ETFs that they look to buy. There is another dimension to the company as well, which is leveraging that data and a lot of the expertise we have within the business to work with private banks and wealth managers and other professional investors. And we can work with them to perform due diligence on particular ETF providers or on particular funds, and also provide buy lists and recommendation lists for people who don't have that in-house expertise. But what I think is interesting in this world, James, is that we're certainly seeing a convergence between the traditional mutual fund market and the ETF market. Traditional mutual fund players are now launching ETFs. Some of the more active managed strategies that would have usually been launched as a mutual fund are now coming out in the ETF wrapper. So with that in the future, I think, you know, there's definitely potential, and I think we're eyeing that convergence very closely and kind of seeing what that means for us in terms of new products, services and data going forward.
Okay, and I guess that kind of covers what your view of the industry is over the coming year. I guess you're kind of expecting there to be kind of more conversion, people to be, well, I guess you've also kind of seen it pretty closely with the kind of increase in the number of launched ETFs as well, right? So that, do you have anything else to kind of say about your view on the industry over the coming year, or is that where you're kind of hedging your bets?
Well, what I think is fascinating about this, and yes, we've seen a lot of products being launched, like a lot of new funds, but we've also seen a lot of new companies getting into the ETF space. And actually, 2021 was a record year for new entrants. So companies launching their very first ETF more than ever over 2020. And when you think about obviously what was going on in the world with COVID and the lockdowns and everything else, that really is a tremendous figure. And we're already on course to exceed that this year. So there's convergence, but there's also a lot of new kind of competition, and there's actually kind of divergence in the same process. So the market's becoming more competitive, which is fascinating, because when the ETF started, and I remember the kind of early portion of my career, there were really two types of organizations who were in the game. In Europe, it tended to be large banks, and we still see a lot of the European industry dominated by issuers who came out of large investment banking organizations. And then more in the North American market, we saw large scale asset managers were some of the kind of earlier adopters or earlier providers of ETFs. So State Street and iShares and so forth. But now it's become highly democratized. It's become much easier to launch ETFs. It's become much cheaper to launch products. And so we're seeing a lot of new companies try their luck with their idea, with their strategy, put it out there as an ETF and see what the market appetite for it is. So yeah, a lot of new products launched. There is a dark side to that as well, which is a lot of products also shut down. So not every fund is going to be successful. ETFs aren't a magic wand that all of a sudden makes your investment idea highly sellable. It's a Darwinistic environment, and not all ideas are going to work. And while we've seen huge volumes of new issues, we've also seen a pickup in closures as well.
Okay, great. Well, so that's awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Simon. It's been really valuable to kind of get your insight into where the industry is going and how kind of track insight can help as well. So to our listeners, if you wish to find out more about Track Insight, you can visit their website at www.trackinsight.com. You can also find out more about their new ETF hub at with the FT at etf.ft.com. And if you want to find out more about Kneipp, the address is kneipp.com. So thanks very much for joining, and thank you for your time, Simon.
Great. Thanks, James. Good to be with you.